Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, you know, the thing about inflation is it's not going away, kids. It's not transitory. America's grandmother slash Buffalo Bill impersonator Janet Yellen kept telling us inflation was going to be transitory. There ain't nothing transitory about it. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And should FISA be renewed? Should the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Section 702 be renewed? We will have that conversation today on the show as well. Appreciate you being here. Tonight is Politics and Pints with Senator Rand Paul. Big news today, and Dom Giordano is hosting him tonight. Big news today, Senator Rand Paul says he wants an investigation into Dr. Fauci, Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. And the CIA and the coordination between the two over burying the truth about COVID coming from a lab. And in the Zeoli's Always Right file, I don't say that to brag. All right, kind of bragging. But what I mean is that your time is precious and valuable, and I respect it tremendously. That's why I'll never waste your time. You're a smart person and you're here, but I want you to know that you are making an investment in me, and I want to make sure I give you a return on your investment by giving you some good information. And I'm right more times than I'm wrong, except Doug Burgum. I called that one wrong. But I mean, who amongst us did not see Doug Burgum as the next president of the United States? So let he who has not thrown the first Doug Burgum endorsement cast the first stone, okay? I did call this. They want to change the name of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That's right. They want to change the name. The activists are calling on changing the name of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They want to change it, get rid of it. And I knew that this would happen. I did. I knew this would happen because, unfortunately, we live in a day and age right now where if you or I or anyone else, for that matter, turns around, you will find cancel culture hitting you at every single turn. And it's not about Confederate generals, and it's about the founders, the founding fathers. They want to go after the founders, because if you get rid of the founders, you can destroy the Constitution, and that is their ultimate goal here. That's what's happening. Governor Ron DeSantis is going to help Donald Trump raise money for 2024. There were questions about would these two actually ever really make up. Look, primaries are vicious stuff, you know, but these are big boys and they understand how the game works. And Governor Ron DeSantis told Republican donors at a retreat over the weekend he will help fundraise for former President Donald Trump, which is great. And I'm glad he's doing that because he should. You got to let bygones be bygones. These primaries are ugly, but you got to let bygones be bygones. And that's the way it is. And he's going to help him raise some money. He's committed to helping Trump in any and every way, said Texas businessman Roy Bailey, a doctor who attended the retreat. We're going to follow his lead, and we're excited to do everything we can to get Trump elected. It only makes sense. I mean, Trump is going to be term limited, despite what the left screams about and says to you all the time. He'll never leave office. He's going to chain himself to the desk and he'll never leave and he'll be president for life. He will leave. He's term limited. He can't run for another term. They're not going to change the Constitution. He's not going to defy the Constitution. He's going to do one more term and then he's going to go and enjoy his life. And somebody is going to be running for president. And before we know it, we're going to be having conversations about 2028. I know it sounds crazy, but just think about how 5 minutes ago it seems like we were talking about the bitter primary between Trump and Ted Cruz. So before you know it, we're going to be having conversations about 2028. And for DeSantis, it's very smart of him to think about how MAGA will take him back. MAGA likes DeSantis. They like a lot of things about him. And the fact that he got out, endorsed Trump, and will help him raise money is going to save himself for 2028. Contrast that with Nikki Haley, who has still not endorsed Trump and probably won't endorse Trump. Contrast that with Mike Pence, who's still out there taking shots at Trump and he's not sure he's even going to vote for him. Or Chris Christie, who's still acting like a gigantic man baby. Now, these voters are not going to have any chance. These politicians, I mean, are not going to have any chance in 2028 because the base is seeing how they are taking their ball and going home, running home with it. It's like when Governor Christine Todd Whitless of New Jersey wrote a book called It's My Party Too. And she started going on about how there's no place for moderate Republicans like her in the Republican Party anymore and went on and on. You know, there was this moment in time where a lot of these people thought, all right, basically it goes like this. With the exception of Fox News, which I was on this morning, I don't know if you know this or not, I was on America's Newsroom this morning with Dana Perino and, as an extra bonus, Sandra Smith, which was very, very cool, along with my buddy Jennifer Stefano. So Sandra Smith did the interview, which is great because I've never actually been on with Sandra Smith before, and she's one of my favorites. So that was on this morning. We were talking about Philly homelessness and crime and the open-air drug markets of Kensington and everything else. Republican voters right now, the base is locked down for Trump. Joe Biden has not locked down his base. Republicans who see other Republicans not helping, they believe they are going to be complicit in destroying this country if Joe Biden gets a second term. And they're not going to forget. They are not going to forget. That it's a binary choice. Politics is a binary choice. There's no way around that. You can't pretend otherwise. You just can't. You have to make a decision about who you're going to support. And if you don't support Trump, you're supporting Biden. It's just that simple. It's just the way it goes. And then you're going to help Biden win a second term or whoever the Democrat is. And then you're going to be responsible for the further destruction of this country. Catherine Herridge gave an opening statement today to the House, noting the importance of press freedom. Remember, she was at CBS News. I told you there's no such thing as journalism in this country, but she was one of the best, truly one of the best. And CBS fired her. Catherine Herridge was reporting on things and saying things that I knew. I just knew every time I'd hear her talk about things, she would go after the Biden crime family. She would report the truth on things. And I just kept thinking, oh, the executives at CBS ain't going to be happy with this. And the government's going after her, too, because a judge is forcing her to reveal a confidential source. And she won't do it. And I say good for her. Hold firm. Stand firm to that. Judge wants her to release her sources, and she says absolutely not. It's a First Amendment issue. I'm not giving up my sources. And she talked about how CBS seized hundreds of her files. And so the House of Representatives called her in to testify today. Combine this with what we talked about earlier this week about NPR, that guy who came forward and said, I worked here for 25 years. This place is nothing but a leftist cesspool. Contrast that with that. Think about how the USA Today changed their headline about Donald Trump's position on abortion to please the Biden campaign, because the Biden campaign was so angry at them, they yelled at them for what they did. Think about that. Think about how the corporate media in this country is a tool of the left. And even moderates, so-called moderates, who used to rely on NPR as they drove their hybrids. Well, guess what? There's nothing moderate about NPR. It's a leftist sewer where they operate to try to destroy and stop Trump. That's why they didn't report fully on the lab leak. They wouldn't talk about the lab leak. They came out and wrote articles saying scientists have concluded it wasn't from the lab. When the Russia collusion narrative blew up and went away, they didn't turn around and go, all right, we got this wrong. Do you know that that jerk Andrew McCabe, the former FBI deputy director, he was on CNN today. I'll play this a little bit later in the show for you. But he admits that there were mistakes made in the Trump campaign investigation. See, he's trying to push for more warrantless surveillance of American citizens because the left loves that, because the left loves having a police state because they can institute all of their craziness and intimidate the population into compliance. When the Russia collusion nonsense fell apart, National Public Radio didn't come out with a big, oh, mea culpa, I'm sorry about that. No! When the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, they buried it. They said, nobody's interested in this non-story. When the Hunter Biden laptop story proved true, I mean, when it was factually backed up, I mean, we knew it was true all the time. We knew the idea that it was Russia collusion was nonsense. NPR didn't acknowledge it, still didn't acknowledge it for years. We have a problem in this country with corporate media that runs roughshod because they want to please their masters. And the problem is that if the government does not protect these journalists and these sources, we are going to watch the First Amendment completely disappear. There are brave journalists out there who want to be whistleblowers. They want to be muckrakers. There are investigative journalists out there who are trying to bring us the truth. Many of them are on social media now. They don't work for the big corporate networks anymore. They don't work for corporate newspapers. And if their sources are not protected, we have a problem. Cheryl Atkinson is another great example of that. I've been fortunate over the years to talk to Cheryl Atkinson on this program, and I think she's fantastic. She's another one. You know, she was in the corporate media for a while, and then she left, and she was disgusted. Think of Sage Steele leaving ESPN, disgusted. Think of Barry Weiss, how she's disgusted and left. Think of the liberals like Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi, all these other guys who were on the left in so-called journalism and how they were disgusted with it and walked away from it. So these sources have to be protected because otherwise what will happen is anything that goes against the narrative of the state, the intelligentsia, they'll go after the sources. And you will have an intimidation campaign. And then state-run media, which is really what the corporate media is, state-run media will always win. You cannot allow that to occur. You have to offer alternatives. And there's nothing that the state-run media and all the corporate media types would love more than for reporters to have to rat out their sources because they don't care. They don't care. They're not about reporting the truth. They're about giving the government's narrative on everything. They're about giving the narrative. Bill Maher even said it too. It's not about journalism. It's about pushing a narrative. So if you think ABC or CBS or NBC gives a damn about if Catherine Herridge is trying to protect her sources, no, because they're not about investigative journalism. They're not about journalism. They're about putting on a show every night that makes all their corporate masters happy, that pleases China and pleases the Democrat base and pleases the left. And that's why I don't get my news from those sources. And the only times I do are in the context of trying to find things to make fun of, quite frankly. That's why newspapers are dead. It's why talk radio continues to crush it. Conservative talk radio continues to crush it because I am an alternative. I mean, Rush used to talk about this for years. He used to say, we are the alternative to the mainstream media. He called it the mainstream media at the time. But now it's really the corporate media. Corporations own these outlets. They're not interested in Catherine Herridge's brave investigative journalism. They could care less. They're there to push the narrative of what the administrative state wants, what the deep state wants, what the Democrat Party wants, period. Pure and simple. You see any of these people getting off their ass to go investigate Hunter Biden? No. Stop it already. Here's a little bit of Catherine Herridge today testifying before the House Judiciary Committee. Cut one.
One of our children recently asked me if I would go to jail, if we would lose our house, and if we would lose our family savings to protect my reporting sources. I wanted to answer that in this United States, where we say we value democracy and the role of a vibrant and free press, that it was impossible, but I could not offer that assurance. The Bipartisan Press Act, which came out of this House committee, would put an end to the sort of legal jeopardy that I have experienced firsthand in the federal courts. And without the legislation, more journalists will run the uncertainty of the contempt gauntlet in the future. This legislation will provide protections for every working journalist in the United States, now and for the next generation. The legislation provides strong protections at the federal level for reporters and their sources. It would block litigants and federal government from prying into a reporter's files, except when there's an imminent threat of violence, including terrorism and in defamation cases. At the state level, similar rules are already in place to protect press freedom. It is my sincere hope that the passage of the Press Act will provide similar protections at the federal level. I hope that I am the last journalist who has to spend 2 years in the federal courts fighting to protect my confidential sources. My current situation arises from a Privacy Act lawsuit. I am only a witness in the case. It is not common for these cases to reach the stage of holding a reporter in contempt, but when such cases happen, they have profound consequences, impacting every journalist in the United States. Forcing a reporter to disclose confidential sources would have a crippling effect on investigative journalism, because without reliable assurances of confidentiality, sources will not come forward. The First Amendment provides protections for the press because an informed electorate is at the foundation of our democracy. If confidential sources are not protected, I fear investigative journalism is dead.
Let's stop it right there. They want it. They want to kill it, though. They want to kill investigative journalism. I mean, think about it, right? What has investigative journalism revealed for us in the last several years? I'll tell you what it's revealed. It revealed that Russia collusion was a nonsense. It was nonsense pushed by the deep state to try to stop Donald Trump from winning the presidency, tried to undermine his presidency. What did investigative journalism prove? It proved that Hunter Biden had a laptop with all kinds of files on there showing that his dad was the big guy taking 10%. Investigative journalism showed that COVID came from a lab, that gain-of-function research paid for it, that it wasn't an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli on it. Investigative journalism proved to us that, I mean, of everything, that the government was trying and working with social media companies to censor you if you were saying anything, anything that they didn't like, to shut you up and intimidate you. That's what investigative journalism has revealed. And all of these things that investigative journalism has revealed goes against what the deep state wants. Investigative journalism has revealed that cops are not driving by and just randomly killing black people, which destroys the narrative. So investigative journalism is a gigantic pain in the butt to the state, to the intelligentsia, to the police state that we live in this country, to the deep state. Investigative journalism revealed that the FBI was using this warrantless surveillance against American citizens. Investigative journalism does not benefit the government. And that's why they want to shut it down. That's why CBS is helping to destroy Catherine Herridge. That's why they are trying to do the government's bidding, because they exist to serve the government. The media, the corporate media today is not the fourth estate. Now, if Trump's president, you might think to yourself, yeah, but then they're going to step up their investigative journalism. What is there to investigate? Nothing. The only investigative journalism you'd find out during Trump is what we found out during his last term, which is that people within his own administration were trying to undermine him. And that was exposed by investigative journalists, citizen journalists on Twitter, citizen journalists who were out there doing their best. All right, let's keep going.
If confidential forces are not protected, I fear investigative journalism is dead. Each day, I feel the weight of that responsibility. As you know, I was held in contempt of court for upholding the basic journalistic principle of maintaining the pledge of confidentiality to my sources. I have complete respect for the federal court and the judicial process, and I'm not here to litigate the case. It will play out before the appellate court in Washington, D.C. But the fact that I have been fighting in the courts for 2 years and that I am now facing potentially crippling fines of $800 a day to protect my reporting sources underscores the vital importance of the Press Act. When you go through major life events, as I have in recent weeks, losing your job, losing your company health insurance, having your reporting files seized by your former employer and being held in contempt of court gives you clarity. The First Amendment, the protection of confidential sources, and a free press are my guiding principles. They are my North Star. When I was laid off in February, an incident reinforced in my mind the importance of protecting confidential sources. CBS News locked me out of the building and seized hundreds of pages of my reporting files, including confidential source information. Multiple sources said they were concerned that by working with me to expose government corruption and misconduct, they would be identified and exposed. I pushed back, and with the public support of my union, SAG-AFTRA, the records were returned. CBS's News' decision to seize my reporting records crossed a red line that I believe should never be crossed again by any media organization in the future. The litigation and being held in contempt have taken a toll on me and my career. This is not a battle you can fight alone.
Good for her. All right, we got a lot more to talk about, but this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. We are so happy for his sponsorship and his great support of the show, no question about it. I'll play you Cheryl Atkinson when I get back from the break, because she had a lot to say on the issue as well. And she's fantastic. You know, she really is. Cheryl Atkinson is fantastic. I'll play you what that idiot Andrew McCabe said about mistakes that were made. You know, mistakes that were made. Give me a freaking break. You know what I mean? Like, give me a break. Hey, listen, Friday, May 3rd, we are going to be live at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for my next live broadcast. My first one of the year. Are you coming? You better be coming. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be wild, as these live shows always go off the rails. So please join us on May 3rd for our next live show. And if you are looking for something special, you got to take advantage of the Grand's midweek summer package. We'll be back in June for a live show, June 21st. So book your June midweek stay today and really get some amazing savings, because you're going to get resort credits that you can use at the Grand Hotel. So I'll explain how this works. When you go to the Grand Hotel, you always book direct with them for the best rates. If you stay three nights, they're going to give you $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, you're going to get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay seven nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. Now, you can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and beverages in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, at their beach concession stand, or in the gift shop, where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby and bridal shower. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friends Caitlin, and she will help you. My friend Caitlin will help you plan your dream event. To book your stay today at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, call 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com. It's my happy place, and I want to see you there May 3rd for our live show. All right? Grandhotelcapemay.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, baby. I'm dreaming about the weekend, which is almost here. I'm excited about it. Having dinner tomorrow night with Matt and Stephanie Kelly, the owners of Emmons Roofing and Siding, my dear friends. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's continue with our conversation about why we have to protect confidential sources, why it's so important for the government to not be able to, why it's so important to prevent the government from being able to intimidate and harass these confidential sources. See, if you understand the media landscape in this country as the media is dead, and it died a long time ago, journalism is dead. If you start from that principle, you realize that the only way there can be people like Tracy Beans at Uncover DC is if she's able to talk to people who are able to buck the narrative. The government, the deep state, the intelligentsia, they don't want that to happen. Like I said, investigative journalism has revealed for us over the years the extent to how Russia collusion was BS, how insiders within the government worked to undermine President Donald Trump, how the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all these three-letter agencies were out there deliberately working to censor the American people, how gain-of-function research, your taxpayer dollars, led to COVID and how they tried to cover it up. This is what investigative journalism has revealed, and they don't want that. All of those things hurt their narrative. Investigative journalism into the COVID shots and all the side effects and how they're not effective. Investigative journalism is the only thing that saves this country right now when we have a corporate media conglomerate that exists to do the bidding of the left. And the only alternative up until recently has been, honestly, truly conservative talk radio. Now we have more platforms and more abilities to do it. So if I get fired, I will launch a show on X or whatever other platform. I'll go down that road. I hope I don't have to because I love my job. But if that were to happen, that's where I'd go. It's the new frontier. But as people are heading down that new frontier and going into that world, we have to realize now that this is a threat. It's a threat to the establishment. So they're going to do everything they possibly can to make life a living hell for anybody who tries to go against them. Here's Cheryl Atkinson. She's fantastic. Cut number two.
Countless news stories that I broke or facets of them could not have been reported without sources whose identities needed to be protected. To name just a few, Enron, BP oil spill, TARP bank bailout, follow the money investigations on taxpayer spending, congressional oversight, congressional fundraising, prescription drug and vaccine dangers, Haiti earthquake aid, K Street lobbying, green energy failures, waste and fraud at the Red Cross, Firestone Tires, Benghazi, and Fast and Furious. The last 12 stories I mentioned, thanks to some information provided by sources who could not be quoted by name, received recognition from the Emmy Awards. Multiply that by thousands of reporters and countless stories, and it's fair to argue that a lot of important facts would never have been exposed if journalists couldn't ensure protection of our sensitive sources' identities. Today's managed information landscape makes it more difficult for journalists and our sources to report on ethical lapses, wrongdoing, and crimes. More often than not, the truth teller, when named, is smeared and ruined while the wrongdoers carry on. They escape accountability and may even get promoted. They've seen what's happened to Assange and Snowden, their earth-shattering revelations quickly eclipsed by organized efforts to distract by controversializing them. So it makes sense to ask, what's the impact if we can no longer assure our sources that we can protect their identities?
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. It's an excellent, excellent point that she makes. And bringing up the fact that what they want to do to Julian Assange is a great example of this. They want to destroy this man. They want to destroy this man. So, yeah, I'm very, very happy that she said all those things. And let's think about, I don't like to ever play the lesser Cuomo. I mean, this guy is trying to figure out his way in the world. You know, he's a clown in my opinion, but I do think there's something to be said for the lesser's point about that NPR whistleblower, Yuri Berliner, who came out and forward to call out his employer and his colleagues. And, he had a lot to say about NPR being a leftist cesspool. And on News Nation, the lesser Cuomo said this, cut six.
So you use some very powerful words that people kind of see as sacrosanct, whether it's, you know, indicating bias of what people call woke these days, or political correctness or cancel culture. You know, these are often seen as instruments of the left. One, were you worried that, I hope you saved up your money, you are a business editor, so hopefully you're good with your own investing, because they're going to kick you to the curb and nobody's going to want you, especially as a white guy, you know, who's not 18. So what do you make of going after these sacred cows?
I'm not worried. I think people want open dialogue. I think people want to have honest debates.
Let me play for you I'm glad, by the way, this guy, Matt, you should reach out to him. See if he'll come on our show. If he'll do the lesser show, he'll come on this show, don't you think? I mean, he'll actually reach an audience, don't you think?
We can give it a shot.
Give him a shot. I mean, I know you're not effective in booking big name guests, but why don't you try?
I'll email
him. Now it's a blind spot for you, but maybe you can, you know, you can wow us.
We've had good guests this week.
Henry, have we had good guests this week?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. It's Henry's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Henry Machette. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I'm going to stop singing right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thanks to all the listeners who wish me a happy birthday as well. I really appreciate it.
At Henry Machette on Twitter, if you want to send him a little nice birthday message. He's 20 years old today. We're so proud of him.
I wish.
Another year older and deeper in debt.
Ugh.
Sold my soul to the company store. Here's that idiot Andrew McCabe acknowledging that there were mistakes made in the Trump campaign investigation. Now, remember, Trump came out yesterday and said, do not renew FISA. Don't renew it. And thank God he did. I'm so glad he did. He said they used it to spy on my campaign. And we know they did. That's exactly what they did. They spied on his campaign. They used Carter Page and George Papadopoulos as the impetus to spy on an American citizen running for the presidency because he was not going to give them new wars, and they knew they could not control him, and they wanted to stop him. And Andrew McCabe and all the people in the swamp and the deep state, do you notice how they are the ones who are screaming the loudest? We need to renew this Section 702 without any reforms whatsoever. Otherwise, American people will die. Scary terrorists will get you and blow you up. They used it domestically to infiltrate a presidential campaign. And yet they want it to be renewed exactly the way it is because it's a powerful tool for the deep state. Here's McCabe, cut three.
To Trump's post on Truth Social, Andrew, he's calling on House Republicans to block reauthorizing it, saying, quote, kill FISA. It was used illegally against my campaign. They spied on my campaign, end quote. Is there any truth to this? I know we're kind of going back over, relatively speaking, some ancient history in one of Trump's old complaints dating back to the 2016 campaign.
Yeah, so to be clear, no, there is no truth or accuracy in that post at all. 702 authorities were never used in the course of that investigation of Donald Trump and his campaign and some of his campaign associates. He may be referring to the FISA that was used, that was obtained to surveil Carter Page. We now know there were many mistakes in that FISA. Those are all regrettable.
It's regrettable that we had mistakes. See, the problem is these FISA court judges go in there and they rubber stamp every request the government makes. They rubber stamp every single request the government makes. So there's no check and balance here whatsoever in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. None. None whatsoever. So we'll talk to Congressman Scott Perry about the renewal of this at 5 o'clock today. I'm very, very excited he's going to join us. But just remember, you know, there are 19 Republicans who are trying to stand up for freedom, to block the spy powers of the government of the United States of America. 19, and that's it. Everybody else in the swamp and the deep state wants this to go through exactly the way it is. 19 members of Congress, and that's it. 19 Republicans. Bill Barr is blasting Trump for killing FISA, saying it's crazy and reckless. You see, Bill Barr, I told you this a long time ago, he is a swamp creature. I told you a long time ago it was a huge mistake for Trump to appoint Bill Barr. Now, at the time I said it, some people got mad at me and called me and said, you got to just trust Trump. I said, no, we got to give the guy advice, good advice, and this is a bad move. You can support a guy, but you want him to succeed, you got to call him out when he's wrong. And Trump was wrong to renew FISA. I'm glad he's seen the light. He's wrong to call for a new massive FBI facility. He's wrong to call for an expansion of the FBI. He's wrong to do these things until we rein in all of this stuff. But Bill Barr is a swamp rat, and the swamp rats want to keep their powers. 19 Republicans, that's it, just 19 Republicans in the House are standing in the way of giving the government this unabetted power to spy on us. And remember, there's nobody ever gets in trouble for their reckless mistakes. Like, you know, it's like you listen to McCabe and you go, oh, yeah, mistakes were made and that's unfortunate. Oh, yeah. Did anyone get in trouble for it? Nope. Nada. Ungatz, as my people say. Ungatz. Nobody gets in trouble. They break the law, they spy on us, and they don't get in trouble. Let me read you the names of these 19 brave heroes of the Constitution. Andy Biggs of Arizona, Dan Bishop of North Carolina, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Michael Cloud of Texas, Ellie Crane of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Bob Good of Virginia, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Clay Higgins of Louisiana, Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Corey Mills, Florida, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Andy Ogles, Tennessee, Scott Perry, Pennsylvania, Matt Rosendale, Montana, Chip Roy, Texas, and Greg Stubbe of Florida. Wait, why is Massey not on this list? Matt DeSantis, how come Massey's not? Is Massey supporting this?
I can't imagine he did. It must have been an omission.
That must have been a mistake. There's no way Tom Massey would be behind this.
He'd be the first person I would expect to vote against it.
Yeah, so they must have either missed this or maybe, I don't know, he was in the bathroom at the time of the vote or something like that. But he's been very vocal against this for years, so I can't imagine that something's changed. Do you want to just fact check that for me, if you would?
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right.
Oh, he looks like he may have actually voted for the FISA.
What?
Bill. Yeah. I don't know. Let me confirm that. That's weird.
That breaks my heart.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. There must have been a mistake. He must have hit the wrong button. Maybe he was drunk. Hit the wrong button. Kentucky bourbon and he hit the green instead of the red. I hope. Oof.
It looks like actually may have voted for it.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to pull up the actual vote now and stop looking at what people have said on social media.
Is this happened yesterday or today?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, he tweeted, many people have been misled today. There was not a vote on the FISA bill. There was a vote on a resolution that would have allowed FISA as well as six amendments to it, including a warrant requirement amendment and three other pieces of legislation to come to the floor.
Okay, so he did not vote against stopping it coming to the floor. That's different. Okay, so he didn't vote for FISA. Okay, that's good. But I feel like that article then is a little bit inaccurate in that sense. Okay. All right. We'll continue to have the conversation as the show goes on. Listen, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today. For your perfect smile, you deserve a beautiful smile. And there's no one better than Dr. Mike. He is the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your best, the master of giving you that perfect smile that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Go see him today. He is my dentist. He's my family's dentist. Bridget's going to see him right now because she's getting some caps replaced. And he has two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right across the bridge. And everybody in the office is great. They're wonderful people dedicated to your care. You'll love Dr. Mike too. He's a great guy, great conversationalist. There's always great music playing in the office. Oh yeah, I mean, he's the real deal. So go see him. Just go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. you'll understand why for 10 years in a row, he has been named a top dentist in New Jersey by his peers. Because his peers understand that Dr. Mike is the absolute best of the best. Don't go to the closest dentist, go to the best. That means, yeah, you may have to cross a river. You may have to make a little drive, but trust me, it's worth it. If you've had an estimate for dental implants or any other complicated dental work, please get a second opinion by calling my buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. The best of the best. No one better. And yes, Mama Zioli discovered him. I always have to say that, otherwise she'll get mad at me. Mama Zioli, thank you for discovering for our family Dr. Mike Veneria, because he's just the absolute greatest. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Okay. Thursday, April 11th, Henry Machette's birthday. Happy birthday, Henry. absent congressional action, the law, FISA law, will expire in April. But there's a problem, and here's the problem. The problem is this, and this is why I understand, I understand why Tom Massey wants there to be action taken on FISA to reform it, not just let it renew. And I'll tell you the reason why, because, or not just let it die. And here's the reason. And I didn't realize this. A lot of people don't know this. The law could potentially continue for another year because of how and when the secretive court that oversees the program grants annual approval for the categories of intelligence collection it allows. Those annual certifications were recently granted by the FISA court, according to Biden administration officials. Section 702 is set to expire on April 19th, but the program can continue operating until April 2025 because the FISA court last week granted a government request authorizing it for another year. Under the law, the surveillance activity can continue as long as there are active court orders allowing it, even if the underlying statute expires. The question then becomes, is it a better strategy to let it die, or is it better strategy to actually try and reform it and get a reform passed? And we'll talk to Congressman Scott Perry about that a little bit after 5 o'clock today. But that may be the reason, because it's like there's always a, well, remember, Jeff Van Drew didn't vote for it. Jim Ross is saying he voted for it. That bill was a bill to bring these bills for a vote on the floor. So it's not accurate to say anybody voted for FISA, because they haven't had a vote on FISA yet. They had a vote on bringing FISA for a vote. And some people voted on it probably for that reason, so that they could work on amendments to reform it so that it doesn't just expire and then keep going in its current iteration. My sense of it is that that's exactly what it is. I don't know that for a fact, but if the government can continue FISA even if the law expires, then if there are amendments that will make it so that they can't spy on Americans, then it probably makes more sense to get those through and reform it versus letting it continue potentially ad infinitum, because if there's open court cases on it, it says the law can keep going and going and going. And there's a back door to keep FISA in its current iteration with the ability to spy on American citizens going for potentially, well, forever. Tom Tartaglia, Rich, my wife is listening for the first time. Please say hi to Patty. Hello, Patty Tartaglia. It's great to have you part of the Zioli Army. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that very, very much. Thank you for listening, especially on Henry Machette's birthday. Michael Cooper says, I was in my senior year of college working at a gas station when the white Bronco chase happened, and my boss had it on his TV, and in between customers, we would watch it for hours. Kerry Nelson says, I was 18 years old, so needless to say, that whole year was a blur, so I have no clue what I was doing, LOL. Fred's sister-in-law said, I was visiting relatives in Sholo, Arizona during the Bronco chase. Yes, we gathered around the TV when someone called to let us know what was happening. The day of the verdict, I was working at Rolling Hills Hospital, and the entire hospital shut down to hear the verdict. Hashtag no joke. Jane Coffey says, Rich, we were packed in a bar restaurant for lunch in Malvern, PA for the verdict. People were shocked, clapping, booing, and some crying. Bronco Chase, we were watching it on a TV. Catherine Delgado says, the chase interrupted TV shows. The verdict came down while my class and I watched. I felt like I was dying and needed something to occupy them while I tried to make it through the afternoon. The class cheered when he was found innocent. Kristen Stiles says, Rich, when the OJ verdict came in, I was teaching a class of deaf and hard of hearing children. That made it possible for me to keep the radio on during the day without disturbing the students. I still remember hearing that news live. There you go. We apparently have a statement. The White House issued a statement on OJ Simpson's death. Do you have the audio of that yet by chance, Matt?
Yeah, I have KGP.
All right, so I'm going to play for you the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre. Her programming wasn't updated. She left something out. Something glaring out of the statement on O.J. Simpson. See if you can figure out what it is, okay? All right, go ahead.
Is there any reaction from the president to O.J. Simpson's death? Do you know if they ever crossed paths? So, if so, how, when?
So I'll say this. Our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his family and loved ones. And I'll say this. I know that they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that. I'll just leave it there.
What about the fact that he killed two people? Do you have anything to say for the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, just out of curiosity? No? Nothing? That I want to thank our wonderful friend on Twitter, part of the Zeoli Army, who sent that to me, Marcus Aurelius. How about that? Seems like they kind of mentioned, like maybe sort of missed out on mentioning of one minor detail. Because he was a murderer. Just saying. Just saying. But, you know, that trial, I do remember the way the media framed it as O.J. was being railroaded by the racist LAPD. Remember how they made it out to be that the police were the racists and they were targeting O.J.? I don't think that would fly today. I think if O.J. killed people today, like in this current culture with social media, we'd be able to shoot down those narratives a lot more effectively. But back then, see, this is exactly kind of what I'm talking about. I mean, the mainstream media back then, with the exception of Norm Macdonald on Saturday Night Live and Rush, probably Bob Grant. I mean, think of the mid-90s, right? The big names in talk radio back then. Didn't really have a lot of other people to push back against the narrative that O.J. was being railroaded by a racist police department and a racist cop named Mark Furman. Today, that would be a lot harder for them to get away with that, to try to make O.J. a cause celeb, like this guy Dexter Reed. This guy, Dexter Reed, who was shot and killed by police. I mean, the guy opened fire on a police officer, shot, I think, 11 shots at the police officer until they returned fire. And you know, I mean, they turned around and they said, you know, the media starts going on about this deadly traffic stop where police fired 96 shots, raises real questions about the use of force. But the guy fired on the cops and then they started firing back. So, I mean, you know, they kind of like leave that out of the story. It's just a little bit frustrating that we, again, you know, the media tries to rush to make these people cause celebs to push their narrative that cops are racist and looking to hunt down black people on the streets. Oh, speaking of dead things, another whale died, washed up on the shore, thanks to my buddy John Hoyt, who sent this to me, washed up on the shore of LBI. And a dead whale washed ashore this morning at 51st Street, Brant Beach. Now that brings us nearly 100 whales have died on the East Coast from December of 2022 to now. So, damn shame. King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, the whale killer. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Congressman Scott Perry on the reauthorization of FISA. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.